Amid talk of Britain's Prime Minister being forced out, what happens to existing trade deals if the UK crashes out of the European Union? This is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. First, though, one of Britain's biggest fraud trials begins today. HP is suing one of the UK's best-known tech entrepreneurs for $5 billion, saying he overinflated the value of his company, Autonomy, back in 2011 when HP acquired it for $10 billion. The trial is expected to last 9 months. The BBC's Rory Ketlin-Jones has more.
In 2011, Hewlett-Packard bought Autonomy, one of the UK's leading technology firms, but the following year it wrote off most of that, accusing the company of accounting fraud. At the High Court today, HP will outline its case against the former chief executive Mike Lynch and the chief financial officer Sushafan Hussain, alleging they misrepresented Autonomy's finances through improper transactions and other means to artificially inflate revenues. Mr. Lynch has vigorously denied the allegations, accusing HP of mismanaging Autonomy and smearing him. He also faces a criminal indictment in the United States, where on Friday the Department of Justice added new fraud and conspiracy charges, which could carry a prison sentence of 25 years.
Rory Ketlin-Jones. Let's do the numbers. Stocks around the world are mixed this morning as investors absorb fresh worries about global growth. Renewed jitters were sparked by weaker-than-expected Eurozone data out on Friday and warning signals a U.S. recession could be on the way. Asia shares saw a sharp decline as they reacted to Friday's steep losses on Wall Street. European shares, though, are mixed. Germany's DAX is in positive territory, while the UK's FTSE 100 and France's CAC 40 are slightly lower. Now, China's controversial Belt and Road Initiative involves investments of billions of dollars in 71 countries as it attempts to build a 21st century global trading route. After successfully signing Italy last week, Chinese President Xi Jinping will now attempt to woo other European leaders to his Belt and Road Initiative. His first stop today is French President Emmanuel Macron. The BBC's Victoria Craig has more.
The two leaders met for a private dinner Sunday in a small French seaside town, and today they'll head to Paris for President Xi's official state visit. France is expected to sign a number of cooperation deals with China on nuclear power, aerospace, and clean energy initiatives. But the agreements would come with a hefty dose of skepticism from the French president, who will try to balance a desire for more cooperation with China against worries about Beijing's growing global influence. Regarding market access to China, Mr. Macron is reportedly expected to call for a mutually beneficial partnership. France's finance minister last Friday said a new trading route must be one that goes in both directions. The most prominent example of the distrust of China is the rocky relationship with telecoms giant Huawei, as it tries to secure agreements to roll out its next-gen 5G network globally. France has not ruled out using Huawei technology, despite pressure from the U.S., which insists Huawei poses a security risk. Before wrapping up the European tour on Tuesday, Presidents Xi and Macron will be joined by German Chancellor Angela Merkel and EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker ahead of an EU-China summit next month in Brussels. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
This morning in Britain, the big question is how long Theresa May will last in her job as Prime Minister. There are reports that her cabinet colleagues want her to resign and speculation that the British Parliament could try to take control of Brexit plans this afternoon. Now, the European Union has given the UK until April 12th to figure out how it wants to leave after Parliament rejected Theresa May's withdrawal deal twice. Now, the British government has been working to sign so-called continuity deals to limit disruption to the 40 trade treaties it's automatically a part of with the EU. It's only done 7 of those continuity deals so far, mostly with tiny countries like Israel and Chile and the Pacific Islands. Leslie Batchelor is Director General of the Institute of Export and International Trade.
I think it is going to be very uncertain, of course, that it will rely on our relationship with each of those countries as to how those are treated. So what will happen is our goods will be travelling with documentation that would normally support the EU trade agreement, which would give them a better rate of import duty when it was going into that country. And of course, if they decide not to allow us to do that, then obviously then we're back onto WTO rules. And that varies a great deal depending on whatever the product is that you're sending out there.
So what about the US and what about individual EU countries like Germany that are some of the UK's biggest trading partners?
Well, with Germany, we can't do anything at all yet until we've actually worked out the shape of our leaving the EU. But with the USA, I know that we are already in talks and we are trying very hard to find some common ground. And as with all of these issues, whenever you're doing a trade agreement, it's normally the sticking points are textiles and agriculture.
Now, what happens to British businesses if Britain leaves without continuity deals with some of these big trading partners? What are you telling your members?
Well, we're telling them to talk to their customers and make sure they understand what the implications are. It really does depend on the type of product you're selling as to how much tariff duty is going to be. So when a cargo arrives in the USA, depending on what product it is, it will attract a certain amount of duty. So whoever it is that's bought the product in the USA will be liable for that, unless they've done a specific deal that says the UK is liable.
So that really means that the cost is going to go up for whoever's trading those products.
It's a problem. It's a problem because they've got to talk to people and, you know, they've had great relationships and they don't want to spoil these relationships. And then suddenly you have to tell them that they're going to have perhaps between 10 and perhaps even 25% duty put on them. And the problem with all of these things is that we don't know what shape the leaving is going to take. And until we know what that shape is, we're going to move on to the next issue.
Leslie Batchelor there. My colleague Kai Risdahl is in town. I'll be helping him answer your Brexit questions, so stay tuned this week. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.